back to this episode of the View. I'm your host, Trent Mastin, along with Patrick Billman.
Trent, I'm doing pretty good. We had some exciting basketball games yesterday. Can't wait to talk about that. So it's been a nice, relaxing Sunday, which has been kind of a nice and good to catch up on some extra sleep.
Yeah, no, I have a little bit of homework that I have to get done for tomorrow, but I'm going to do that later tonight, eventually. So, to kick things off, we're going to start with track and field from not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Then we will go into women's basketball and then finish off with the men's basketball team.
Bluffton University track and field team traveled to Tiffin to compete against tough competition at the Tiffin Grand Prix on Saturday, February 8th. On the sprints and pole vault side, there were some good performances and there were some great performances. The women's 200-meter dash, freshman Stacy Cherwa and Taja Lewis produced impressive personal records. Lewis almost also qualified for the HCAC Championships with a time of 27.78 seconds, which puts her fifth amongst all conference competitors. Senior Justin Kaufman finished sixth place in the competition. The standout of the meet definitely came from the sprints, Coach Yakno stated. Lewis ran her heart out in the 400-meter race to come back on shaky legs in the 200-meter dash and get a personal record. I can definitely tell Coach Briggs is working with his athletes.
On the distance side, senior at Bailey Barrington ran an impressive personal record of 5 minutes 32 seconds in the women's mile race, which is just 2 seconds from the school record. Barrington moved up to fourth amongst all HCAC conference competitors. She finished in 7th place in both the mile and the 800-meter run. Sophomore Hope Nixon also had an impressive race coming back from just a week of practice. Nixon also produced a great personal record.
In the men's mile, senior Connor Golick and freshman Britton Boyle ran a great race en route to a pair of personal records. With a total of 72 competitors, Golick finished in 10th place. In the 3,000-meter race, senior Ari Cox took 18 seconds off her time for a season best of 11:40. Cox is just 7 seconds off her personal record. She also finished in 7th place out of 17 competitors. Freshman Max Chandler ran the 3,000-meter race with a 5-second personal best. This meet was another step in the right direction. It is wonderful seeing lifetime best again because we have not done any true speed workouts, and these lifetime bests are out on pure endurance, stated Coach Wells.
The throw side also saw personal records fall in the weight throw. Freshman Emma Payne fired off a tremendous throw of 13.1 meters, which qualified her for conference. It placed her 9th amongst all conference competitors. The men also had an impressive day in the weight throw. Senior John Jones finally broke 16 meters and placed 11 out of 48 competitors. His throw paced him 2nd in conference. Freshman Dakota Bunn also threw a personal record.
The whole team entered into a new training cycle this week, so most athletes were pretty sore. The entire coaching staff were expecting mixed results from the team, but we definitely got the opposite, quipped Coach Yakno, about how the team did as a whole. Most of the Beavers will be traveling to Ohio Wesleyan for the Valentine's Day Open on Friday, February 14th, while others head to Otterbein for the All-Ohio meet on Saturday, February 15th. Like we said, we don't have those results, but we will have that for next week. But sophomore Brandon James and Coach Briggs traveled to Denison University on Saturday, February 8th and Sunday, February 9th for the All-Ohio Multi-Competition.
James competed in the heptathlon, which is 7 events in 2 days. This is grueling for an athlete because of the lack of rest in between events. However, James was up for the task. He competed in the 60-meter dash, long jump, shot put, and high jump on the first day, and 60-meter hurdles, pole vault, and a 1,000-meter run on the second day. How fast he ran, how far he jumped, and the distance he threw determined how many points he earned per event. In 6 of the 7 events, James broke 2 personal records, while shattering the school record. He also won the competition by 85 points as he tallied 4,292 thanks to victories in the long jump and shot put. We are looking forward to conference coming up in the next couple of weeks, and depending on how that goes, the possibility of competing for nationals, Coach Briggs stated about the future James has this winter.
That is a pretty impressive thing for Brandon James. And because of his placing first in that All-Ohio heptathlon, he was named the Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference Field Athlete of the Week because of him taking first place at the All-Ohio D3 Track and Field Championship multi-events at Denison University over the weekend. And like we said, he finished with 4,292 points, about 85 points above second place. And like we said earlier, he did win the long jump and shot put with a second place finish in the high jump en route to the All-Ohio Multi-Championship. So congratulations to Brandon James. That's amazing way to represent Bluffton. I know we're always so excited and proud of the way that this track team competes, and I can't wait until we get to conference because I know that Coach Yachno has all of these athletes ready to compete and have a chance at winning some conference titles this year. So can't wait to see how it does. Keep competing hard, guys. And once again, congratulations to Brandon James.
Yeah, congratulations, Brandon, and all of the other track and field runners, throwers, jumpers, whatever events you do on your personal bests over the past couple weeks. Now on to women's basketball. Bluffton University women's basketball team welcomed Manchester University to the Sommer Center on a snowy Wednesday, February 12th. The Beavers were able to pull away late in the fourth for the 65-58 victory. Bluffton improved to 12-10, 6-9 in the HCAC, while the Spartans fell to 8-14, 5-10 in conference.
Manchester controlled the tip and took an early 5-0 lead. Brianna Gillig hit the first bucket for the home team, followed by a free throw and a TJ Mills lay-in, which tied the score up at 5 apiece. A Sammy Shardo three gave the Beavers a 10-7 lead, but a 4-0 run for the Spartans gave the visitors an 11-10 advantage at the end of the first.
Mills set the tone for the second quarter with two buckets in the paint and a charity shot to push the Beavers ahead, 15-13. A Kylie Brock shot from deep increased the Bluffton lead to 4, 18-14. Senior DJ Kesey would drop in two buckets of her own to give the home team a 24-19 lead. However, a Spartan layup and triple at the buzzer knotted the score at 24 going into the half.
A five-point run for Manchester had them up 29-24 in the beginning of the third until Abby Parkins hit a shot from outside the arc, followed by a Nora Heminger tip-in and freebie to put the Beavers on top 30-29. Mills added two layups to push the score to 41-38, but a three-point shot from the Spartans would tie it back up at 41. Gillig dropped a two to give the good guys a 43-42 advantage going into the final quarter.
Back-to-back shots in the paint from Gilligan Mills pushed the Beavers' spread to 47-42. It was then the battle of threes as Manchester pulled within one before Heminger answered right back with a triple of her own to make the score 54-50 in favor of Bluffton. Another three from the Spartans would give them a lead, but it was short-lived as Parkins again dialed long distance to put the Beavers back on top 57-55. A layup and six straight foul shots for Bluffton helped secure the 65-58 victory.
Mills led the Beaver offense with 20 points. Gillig tallied 13 points while also leading the defense with a career-high tying 15 rebounds for her eighth career double-double. Parkins and Heminger picked up 9 and 8 points respectively. Emma Saltzman pulled down 7 boards while Mills ripped down 6.
Both teams struggled offensively as Bluffton connected on just 24 of 74, 32.4%, and 5 of 29 from deep, about 17%. Manchester hit 20 of 58, going 34.5% shooting, but nailed 8 of 20, 40% from behind the arc. The Beavers drained 12 of 18 from the free throw line, going 66%, while the Spartans only hit 10 of 19, going 52.6%. The home team pulled down 9 more rebounds, 52-43, and coughed up the ball 6 fewer times, 17-11. The Beavers also put up 34 points in the paint compared to Manchester's 14.
The women's team was back in action on Saturday, February 15th, when they played host to Hanover in our second game of our doubleheader. They fell to the visitors 69-46. The home team dropped to 12-11, 6-10 in the HCAC, while Hanover improved to 16-6, 15-1 in the HCAC.
The Beavers controlled the tip and quickly got on the board when senior TJ Mills hit a three. Mills drained another three to put the Beavers up 6-2. but a basket and two free throws for Hanover tied it up at 6. Panthers pulled ahead 10-6 before yet another Mills triple and a jumper from Brianna Gillig cut the deficit to 1. Deep triples from Sammy Shardo and Kylie Brock put the Beavers back on top 18-16. A Hanover layup tied it up 18-18 at the end of 1.
Three free throws and a 3 for the Panthers pushed their lead to 6, 24-18 early in the second quarter. Nora Heminger hit a deep shot to cut the deficit to just 24-21. Four more free throws for Hanover put them up 30-21. Mills hit a shot from the stripe, but it wouldn't be enough as the Beavers went into half looking at a 34-22 scoreboard.
Heminger dropped a lay-in to start the third quarter and cut the deficit to 10, 34-24. A 10-2 run for the Panthers had them up 42-26 midway through the third. Heminger netted another 3 to make the score 44-29. A Peyton Henry triple and 3 Abby Parkin shots from the stripe sent the Beavers into the last quarter of play on the wrong side of a 51-37 score.
Hanover used an 8-0 run in the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter to push its lead 59-37. Emma Saltzman hit a jumper to break the run. The Panthers had another 5-0 spurt, but Heminger hit a shot in the paint, which make it 64-41. Henry hit another deep bomb, but it was a little too late as the home team dropped a 69-46 decision.
Heminger led the Beaver offense and defense with 12 points and 5 rebounds. Mills and Brock tallied 10 and 7 markers, respectively. Shardo, Parkins, Salzman, and Morgan Smith each pulled down 3 boards in the loss.
Bluffton netted 15 of 45, 33.3% field from the field, and 9 of 26, 36% from deep. Hanover made 24 of 52, 46.2% from the field, and an efficient 6 of 12, 50% from the three-point line. Beavers were 7 of 11, 63.6% from the stripe, and the Panthers were 15 of 21, 71.4%. Hanover pulled down 12 more boards, 38-26, and the Beavers coughed up the ball 9 more times, 20 to 11. Panthers netted 30 points in the paint compared to just 8 for the Beavers.
The women will be back in action on Wednesday, February 19th, against HCAC rival Defiance College. Tip-off is slated for 6 p.m., with the men's game to follow at approximately 8 p.m. Both teams will be honoring this year's seniors prior to their respective games. Come out and support your Beavers in their last home game of the season.
Yeah, disappointing loss there for the women on Saturday. Got a big win, though, against Manchester on Wednesday. And this team still has a chance to make the conference tournament, though they don't have that great of a record, as the conference has kind of been weird for the women's side this year. So we wish the women luck. They do need to win on Wednesday and get back on the winning side of the column against Defiance, where they lost a decision to them earlier in the season by 4. So coming back out with a win here later in the season will be huge. And then go and have to travel to Transylvania, who's undefeated in the conference, which is going to be a very tough task. But maybe Transy might be resting some of their players. You never know what could happen, but we wish the women luck, and they still have a chance to make that conference tournament. So come out Wednesday, support them. They're going to need it when they have 2 very tough games this week.
Yeah, and I think one thing we saw in that game was just kind of a little bit of giving up there late in that second half. They had a really rough second quarter, as they only put up 4 points in that whole quarter. It just seemed like they couldn't get any of their offense going, and that just kind of made a tumbling effect, and it didn't end well there on Saturday. But hopefully they can get back on track and put Saturday's loss behind them as they move forward to Defiance on Wednesday and then Transylvania on Saturday.
We will move on to the men's basketball team as they travel to Manchester University to take on the Spartans in a midweek Heartland Conference clash on Wednesday, February 12th. It was all Bluffton from the get-go as they held the home team to just 11 points. 11.1%, 2 of 18 from the field during the first half as the Beavers allowed a modern-era low 8 points through the first 20 minutes. Bluffton improved to 13-9 overall and 9-6 in the HCAC, following a 5th straight victory, while Manchester fell to 8-14 and 6-9 in conference play.
The visitors went out to an early 11-0 lead when Carter Kennard knocked down a jumper with 10-12 left to play in the first half. The Spartans would finally get on the board when Matthew Westman hit from distance, making it 11-3 with 9:02 left on the clock. a scoreless span of nearly 11 minutes to start the game, Kennard would drill a three with 3:29 left in the half to make it 27-8, giving the visitors a comfortable 19-point lead going into the break.
After shooting just 11% in the first half, the home team would find the bottom of the net with more regularity in the second half, but the Beavers continued their hot shooting as they extended their lead to 23 when Andrew Renner drained a three-ball off of an Aaron Rich offensive board to make the score 42-19 with just under 15 minutes to play.
The Spartans would not go away despite a large deficit, and the home team clawed back, cutting it to 10, 42-32, when C.J. Hampton split a pair of free throws with 6:24 left in the contest. Despite the comeback bid by Manchester, Bluffton was able to hold on to secure the 55-42 win on the road.
Renner led all scorers with 21 points on 8 of 15 from the field and 2 of 5 from behind the arc. He also pulled down a game-high 9 rebounds in the win. Desmond Brown dropped in 14 points of 4 of 13 from the field, going a perfect 4 of 4 from the free throw line. He also dished out a team-high 4 assists.
Bluffton hit 18 of 49, 36.7% from the field, including 7 of 22, 31.8% from distance. The visitors pulled down 32 rebounds, one more than the home team. Manchester coughed up the ball 21 times compared to just 14 miscues for the Beavers.
And the Beavers were back in action on February 15th at home against Hanover. It was their alumni day, so it was pretty cool to have all the alumni back in the building. Sommer Center was completely packed. The alumni had a game beforehand, got to relive their glory days out there on Copeland Court, even though most of them probably played out over in Founders. But it was pretty awesome as Hanover was currently tied for second place going into the day. Home squad got off to a very slow start, but started creeping back in the game after digging a 13-4 hole. Thanks to a career-high 33 points from Andrew Renner, the Beavers were able to escape with a 76-72 overtime win over the Panthers. Bluffton improved to 14-9 overall and 10-6 in the Heartland Conference, while Hanover slipped to 16-7 overall and 10-6 in the HCAC. The Bluffton victory also assured the Beavers of a berth in the upcoming HCAC tournament.
Bluffton was cold offensively, missing its first six shot attempts to start the game. Hanover, on the other hand, jumped out quickly as the Panthers led 8-0 when Kevin Williams nailed a pair of free throws with 16:25 left in the first half. But the Beavers would climb back and cut the deficit to 15-10 when Renner nailed a jumper with under 13 minutes to play in the opening half. After a back-and-forth first period, Hanover used a 7-0 run to take a 34-28 lead at the break.
The visitors saw their lead grow to 42-30 when Logan Ratz dropped a 2 for the Panthers with 15 minutes to go in the game. However, the home squad would not cave as they stormed back, cutting their deficit to 5, 46-41 when Jameel Cosby converted a hoop and harm for the Beavers.
With just 2 minutes left to play, the visitors held a 60-55 lead, and all they needed to do was salt it away. But the home team had other ideas as they made it to a three-point game with the chance to tie it up on the final possession. They did just that when Renner found the handle and pulled up from nearly half court and banged a three ball to notch it 62 heading into overtime. A jumper by Renner with 1:31 left in extra time made the score 73-65, which ultimately helped seal the deal for the home squad on what was an absolutely electric win for Bluffton on Alumni Day.
Renner led all scorers with a career-high 33 points on 13 of 22 shooting from the field, including 4 of 5 from the three-point line. Cosby netted 20 of his own on 9 of 16 from the field, and he also pulled down 4 rebounds in the win. Senior Carter Kennard filled up the stat sheet with 5 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, and 3 huge blocks, including the block that allowed Andrew Renner to hit the buzzer, to tie the game and to send it to overtime. Junior Desmond Brown doled out a game-high 6 dimes to go along with a career-high 9 rebounds.
Bluffton netted 29 of 59, 49.2% from the field, including 5 of 9 from distance, 55.6%. Hanover finished 26 of 66, 39.4% from the field, and 5 of 15, 33% from behind the arc. The home team turned the ball over 10 times, 6 more times than the visitors. The Beavers pulled down 3 more boards, 42-39.
Bluffton will be back in action on Wednesday, February 19th, when they play host to arch-rival Defiance College in the final home game of the season. Tip-off is set for 8 p.m. following the conclusion of the women's game. Come out to Summer Center and cheer on your Beavers, and also to just celebrate all of the seniors, men's and women's. For the women, you have DJ Keezy and TJ Mills, and for the men, you have Isaiah Taylor and Andrew Renner.
Brev Dye.
And Brevin Dye. So come out, support them. I know they would greatly appreciate it, and it's going to be an awesome atmosphere against our rivals in Defiance. Overall, the game winner by Andrew Renner was just huge. 6 wins in a row now in conference. Clinched a playoff berth, but they want more. They want the 1 or 2 seed. They want to buy. And more than anything, they want that 1 seed, and they want to be able to play here at Somers Center and host it. It's a tough task as Franklin and Transylvania are currently tied right now for first. But Beavers are currently in third place, tied with Hanover. There's still a chance. They just have to win out. And they play Transy next Saturday. If they get a win there, that just allows them a greater chance of getting first place, which means that they would sweep Transy. They split with Franklin, so I'm not sure how that tiebreaker works. I'm sure there's some way. But if Franklin...
However, Franklin did against Transy would probably determine that, or any other team in the conference.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that works. I'm sure the conference has it somewhere. But there's still a chance that this men's team could host the entire tournament, which would just be awesome. And the women, they still have a chance of making this tournament. It's really up in the air, as I believe there's 4 teams that are all currently tied from 4th place to 7th place. They are all tied with the same record. So they need some wins. They got to win on Wednesday against Defiance, because it's going to be a tough task to go to Transylvania undefeated in the conference and try and pull out a win there.
Yeah, and I think something else that's really interesting that we didn't really touch on with the guys' game is Andrew Renner had 24 points at the end of regulation, and in he only played, I think, 3.5 minutes because he did foul out with about 1:30 left on the clock. He scored 9 of the points that were scored there in that overtime to really put the Beavers ahead. He was just on fire there late. I don't know if he even missed a single shot he took in that overtime. And he was just on fire yesterday. And you could tell every time he had the ball, he was going to shoot the ball.
It was pretty awesome. And I saw the Hanover coach kind of console Renner after the game. And he was just like, you know, congratulating him and just was just like, I just kept hearing Renner say, thank you, like, I appreciate that, thank you. So it was pretty awesome to see that. Hanover coach definitely respected the game that Andrew played yesterday. But big wins, men have clinched, but they want to keep going, want to keep that win streak alive, and hopefully somehow, some way, find a way to get that number 1 seed. Other than that, I think that wraps it up for this week.
That wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next Sunday. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit 96.1 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Beaver Dam 96.1. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffdenwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Mass, joined along with Patrick Bowman. We thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.